flight. So my objective for today's Power Hour is to give you various apps that we use that you can use in your teaching that make a difference. So a couple things. When you buy something, please, unless you're buying less sunglasses, which, okay, protect your eyes, but headset. I mean, you'll gladly spend $1,000 on a headset. You'll gladly spend $300 or $400 on a pair of sunglasses, but you won't buy a $10 app that can save you a lot of time and aggravation and your students' money. And still, you can make way more than you paid for it. But sometimes people don't see the value there. So you've got to be able to see the value. So, for example, the ForeFlight Performance Plus, it's not Pro, it's wrong in there, Performance Plus in the outline, is what you need. And Performance Plus is $300-some. Oh, my God, I know. Bring out the crying towel. Oh, God, it's so expensive. You'll make more than you'll spend on it. If you join SAFE or NAFI, then you'll get a third off of your ForeFlight subscription. That includes that. So anyway, please, just buy what I tell you. God, come to our flight school. Yeah, you know, here's another thing, too. I want to tell you this. For those of you thinking of pursuing your CFI, I've been wrong a lot lately. And I was wrong about this, but in my favor, I might add. So that's good, right? Or in company favor. So we had a 777 captain in our class from United, David. And David flies, he flies 11 days a month. So he does two trips to Hong Kong because that's his route, 15 hours. He gets a six-hour break on the flight. And then he does another one of somewhere. And so that gives him the hours he needs per month. He does those trips one day to go over there. Then you have a day of rest. Then you come back the following day. So he works 11, sometimes with a sim, like 13 days a month. There's that. And then there's the, let me see if I see. Yeah, so there, and 45 days vacation. Plus 19% of his pay, 19% extra, goes into a 401k unmatched. That means they're putting it in there. Okay, so what is 777 captain making? Are you ready? $500,000 a year. 500. Okay. Yeah. Now that just probably took you off the chair. So that's another 95 grand going into the retirement account, working 11 days a month or 12 days a month, flying for free. And pretty much for free, and then 45 days vacation per year. So every year you're not a CFI, you are losing that much money. Every month you're losing $42,000. Every month you're not a CFI. So bring out the crying towel. Oh my God, it's so expensive. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to do this. Do whatever you need to do to get that thing done. Come to our place. Come to somebody's place and finish it. Because otherwise, you got to stop when you're 65. It may seem like a long time from now, but when you're 64, that happened to me the other day. That's only 1 year away. So you best be getting with the business and stop crying, doing this self-study crap. That's all nonsense. So stop that. Start getting with the program. Accelerate. If you have a person, listen to this. If you have a person who's 20 some years old, starting a career at United or going to start a career at United, that's a $20 million career for an $85,000 investment. Hello. Pick. Hi. $85,000 about to get your training done, right? To make $20 million. Would you do that? Would you put $85,000 in the bank to get $20 million back? I think you might. So anyway, I wanted to say that. But while you're on the journey, while you're on this journey, if you're on that, or for me, I'm a teacher, so it doesn't, I need like a what's his name? Tyson Pena from Las Vegas said it best. He's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, F-15 guy, and he was getting out of the Air Force, and I asked him why he wasn't going to go to the airline. He said, no, I'm going to be a department chair head of department at K-State in Kansas, aviation program. I said, why? He says, Mike, I need conflict in my life. Aviation, like airline, no conflict. I wouldn't be able to survive. I said, yeah, me neither. I need the same thing. I don't like it necessarily, but I need it. So there you go. I need conflict. So anyway, for those of you in the confliction area, that's the teaching side of things. So what I hope to do is show you these apps and show you them. I'm going to break them out so you can see what they look like and see if you can visualize yourself, if you can self-actualize, we say in Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs, chapter 2. If you can self-actualize, see yourself actually using them. And I think if you will begin to use them, it'll make a big difference for you and your students. And I know it will save a ton of money for your students. I'll show you just in a few minutes how that will be.